Back so soon. Lower level reserve for seniors with disabilities.
Flight attendants arm the doors. Ladies and gentlemen, very shortly I'll be screening a safety video about this aircraft. You'll also find a safety briefing card located in the seat pocket in front of you. Now we know that many of you may have viewed the video before, but we do ask that you watch it and read the card so you're familiar with the safety procedures on this particular aircraft. Civil aviation rules require you to comply with all safety notices and signs on the aircraft and with any instructions from the crew. Flight attendants should go to your safety briefing positions and ensure that all screens are available.
Welcome aboard this Air New Zealand Boeing 777-200ER. Even if you fly this frequently, please watch this safety demonstration carefully as it is specific to this aircraft. First, make sure your cabin baggage is safely stowed either in the overhead lockers or under the seat in front of you. Whenever the seatbelt signs are switched on, return to your seat and do up the seatbelt. Ensure it's tight and fits low across your hips. You are advised to keep your seatbelt fastened when seated during the flight. To release the seatbelt, simply lift the lever. Should oxygen masks drop from the overhead panels, activate your mask by pulling it towards you. Oxygen will flow through the mask even though the bag may not inflate. Place the mask over your nose and mouth and adjust the headband for a secure fit. And make sure your own mask is fitted before assisting others.
What
if
are
an
your
emergency
books?
Occurs during takeoff or landing, adopt the recommended brace position. Make sure your feet are flat on the floor. Lean forward as far as possible with your hands on top of your head, elbows against your thighs. Or if you can reach the seat in front of you to brace yourself against it.
Thank you.
You're welcome to Auckland, everyone. You may now turn your mobile phone back on and make emergency phone calls and text messages. However, for your safety, you are required to stay seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign is switched off. Remember to take care when opening any of the overhead lockers, as items sometimes move during the flight and they could fall out on you or someone else. Once you have removed your baggage from the overhead lockers, please do assist us by leaving the lockers open. If you're transferring to another international flight and already have your boarding pass, please check the departure screens for details of your next flight. If you don't hold a boarding pass, you will need to stop at the interline transfer desk. You'll find that in the departure gates are located on the upper level. Just follow the signs for international departures adjacent to gate 2. Do remember to take all your hand luggage and personal belongings with you. Also a reminder that you will not be able to take liquid aerosol or gels over 100 mils, including any liquid aerosol or gels you may have purchased at duty-free prior to boarding this flight through the transfer security checkpoint. This is because your flight leaves from the international terminal and customers are entering a sterile departure area where liquid aerosol and gel regulations apply. Those of you travelling on to Christchurch on NZ303, and if you already have your seat number, please note that NZ303 does depart from the international terminal.
Thank you. So first point of call is to talk to the International Federation to be recognised as a playing nation within the nation, if you like.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Discovery 2. For the afternoon, however, Discovery has been underway. A brief safety message we deliver to our passengers. Just to let you know, in the unlikely event of an emergency, we would ask you remain calm, remain seated if possible, and listen to the instructions of the crew. Life jackets found in the four compartments on the top deck and lower cabin, where green life jacket stickers mark the areas yet to be found. On the stern of the lower deck, there's a couple of flush toilets, just like the normal ones you find at home, and we'll be due back to the area we left from there, about quarter to two we turn up here. Now along the Harbour Discovery we stop off at Rangitoto Island, which is a former volcano of Auckland. It's the newest one that's come up, so you can walk around the island and walk to the summit. You can also go to Motuhe Island, which has been turned into a wildlife bird sanctuary. And the final stop on this cruise is where we stop at Arake Wharf.
Thank you.
Next time we pick up off Rangitoto Wharf is 3:15.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rangitoto Island, and for those of you that have just joined us again, welcome aboard.
So we're
going to
depart Rangitoto now,
we'll be right back.
It's a big effort to get out of the egg. Kiwi, unlike other birds, don't have an egg tooth at the end of their beaks, which is used to break the eggshell. The kiwi has to push with its feet, and it can take up to 4 days before the chick, tired and sleepy, finally emerges. When the kiwi are big enough and better able to protect themselves, they're released. These kiwi can live for up to 40 years.
ask yourself that.
Wait a minute.
Psychiatrist allegedly killed 13 people and wounded 38 others yesterday in Houghton, Texas. He was eventually confronted by 35-year-old policewoman Kimberly Munley, who shot him four times as he charged at her. CNN's David Mattingly.
She's been called a hero today. She exchanged gunfire with him. She was shot herself. She's had to go to the hospital for treatment. She is doing well today. And again, everyone very impressed with what she was able to do under fire herself during all of this incident.
Kimberly Munley is listed in a stable condition after suffering gunshot wounds to her wrist and legs. A 35-year-old man's in a stable condition after being stabbed eight times while in custody.
Thank you.
Strip lighting will guide you to these exits. Would you please Bonnie and Sean Elliott your seatbelts are securely fastened? Your tray tables are folded away. The window shades are up, and then any hand luggage has now been placed one under the seat in front of you. We thank you for your attention and invite you now to sit back, relax, and enjoy this short flight south of us through to Queenstown today.
Okay, welcome aboard Venture One boat, cruise across beautiful Lake Manapouri this morning. Now safety wise in this vessel is very important. In case of emergencies, we have life vests which are situated in the front forward cabin. Also life rings, one on the stern and two on the cabin roof. We always carry first aid functions as well on board. Now no sitting on the side of the vessel, around the stern of the bow while underway. Please do not stand in the very back corners of the vessel at any stage. And please don't walk back and forwards across the decks. In step areas, you'll see yellow and black stripes there, and also at the head and door areas. Please watch those, and a nasty trip back or whatever. And we don't want to see any rubbish go over the side. If you bring in here today, you must come back to Manapouri. Rubbish bits on the bus and the vessels here. And if you have a large containerized work lunch, we appreciate it if you can pull it back in your own bag at lunchtime. Along with your water bottle at the end of the day and you're finished with it. Recycle bin back here, the others for the bottles and the skip bin then for the larger containers. Now this journey will take us 45 minutes to head of the lake, west arm, and it should be reasonably flattish this morning. We'll get a little bit of wind further up the top part of the lake.
Thank you. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Air New Zealand and the Star Alliance welcome passengers seated in rows 11 to 23 on flight NZ 638 to Auckland. And I invite you to board your aircraft, now boarding through gate 6. Please have your boarding pass facing downwards with the barcodes clearly visible for scanning. Passengers seated in rows 11 to 23 on flight NZ 638, now boarding through gate 6.
As always, before a takeoff, we will shortly be screening a safety video about this aircraft. And we do appreciate that many of you have seen this before, but we do ask that you pay close attention to this video and also read your safety briefing card in your seat pocket so that you are familiar with our particular